So these recommendations are what have come out of our current campaigning and the stuff we're working on now. And these is what we say all women should have these things, access to a clinical nurse specialist, a multidisciplinary approach to care. And we found from the study less than about a third of women were discussed at MDT. But the recent pilot study looking at incidence has made that mandatory as well. So all women who are newly diagnosed with metastatic disease should be discussed at MDT. Whether they will be brought back, like them with prime disease, is not necessarily going to happen. But at least we've captured them at one point. That means they're identified. At that point, they will be identified as a key worker. And that's going to be a mandatory part of care. Access to appropriate treatments and availability of clinical trials, that's important to the women. And one MDT that's set up independently has told us that actually their consensus decision-making around treatment is much more structured and they're much more confident in their decision-making because it's not made unilaterally by an oncologist, which is what the survey talked about. We need more continuity between hospitals and GPs. More information, including care planning, regular access to emotional well-being and holistic assessment of need, information and access and expertise in symptom control and palliative care. And this is where we look at integrating oncology and palliative care models of care, expert financial